High-Rise Mystery, written by Sharna Jackson and read by Amanda Shodeko.
Chapter 1. If you think finding a body is a fun adventure, you're 33% right. Hugo Knightley Webb, 45, antiques dealer and occasional art teacher, curly white hair, straight up, dead. This was a fact. One I could confirm personally because we, Norva and I, just found his body. 1427 on July 23rd, the hottest day of the year so far. 35 degrees and rising. We knew we'd find him. It wasn't coincidence or happenstance. No, we knew. But prior knowledge didn't make the discovery any less shocking or painful or smelly. We located the body using a system I call my triangle of truth. Naturally, it has three angles. Facts, evidence, deduction. That's just how I work. Me, Anika, Nick, Alexander, 11. Science-led with a shaved head. Norva Alexander, 13. My sister. Long braids, short temper. My partner in solving crime. She has her own system. She feels things in her stomach, bones, waters. Whatever waters are. I try not to think about Norva's liquids too much. That's an apt summation of our collaboration, actually. Norva shouts theories and says seemingly stupid stuff. I then organise those words and think about them critically. This is, according to Norva, teamwork. According to her, she's the gut and I'm the nut. I should be offended, but I'm not. I'm used to it. To be fair to Norva, we both strongly suspected something was wrong through our noses. It smelled wrong on the try since Saturday. Dead wrong. The try is, apparently, a very special estate. It doesn't feel like it to many of us, though. We made models of it in art club once. Straws and papier-mâché, glue and gravel. Hugo said the try was a seminal example of brutalism. But Hugo used to say a lot of random things. He won't be saying so much now, unfortunately. Ugh, this situation is terrible. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Again. I'll hold it together. Yes, the try. Norva says, these ends are a scorching hotbed for stories. She's not wrong. We've long solved the graffiti games, Where the Ball At, and the Cat Farm Chronicles. But this is different. Bigger, scarier, dangerous. The stakes are so much higher. We'll start a real detective agency one day. A local business for local people. Give something back to the estate. Our tagline would be, if something's going down at the try, we know what's up. Norva shouted, Brandon, at the end of that sentence and flicked her hair in my eyes. So that's why I keep files. The try files. The files are a top secret folder that includes, but is not limited to, logs, checklists, tables, photographs, screen grabs, recordings, both audio and video, which we use to track movements, register events, keep logs, follow leads, find culprits, serve justice. I store the documents online so we can access and update them on our phones and on our almost obsolete computer. Where we go, they go. If we know, there are notes. The files, in this format and configuration, have been active for 11 months. I won't ever stop updating them. Not now there is a real case, with a very real body. A body that belonged to someone I cared about. Not now they're actually important. Not now we need to find who did this to Hugo. And why?